This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Trump administration has acceded to the demands of the big three automakers, giving them a one-month extension on tariffs on the vehicles they import. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the tariffs are a real source of tension between the U.S. and its northern neighbor.
In private, administration officials are in constant contact with Canadian and Mexican counterparts, with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick calling Canadian officials. Sources familiar with Lutnick's call with the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, describe it as aggressive. Lutnick told Ford to stand down. Not only did Ford refuse, he said if anything, his province would go harder.
To President Trump, don't force our hand. You underestimate Canadians.
The vice president, defense secretary, and the director of national intelligence were all in Texas to see if administration efforts to close off the southern border are working.
Surrounded by U.S. military and National Guard soldiers in Eagle Pass's Shelby Park, Vice President Vance focused on the Trump administration's efforts in combating illegal border crossings.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
In perhaps a sign of things to come, Vance blamed the Biden administration for allowing the cartels to control the border.
I'm not going
to
make any announcements about any invasions of Mexico here today. The president has a megaphone, and of course he'll speak to these issues as he feels necessary.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
At least seven civilians and soldiers were hurt when eight bombs were mistakenly dropped on a village during a military training exercise in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Two South Korean fighter jets abnormally dropped powerful bombs designed to hit targets like bridges and buildings. With the U.S. and South Korea set to kick off a large-scale military exercise next week, the local Air Force has apologized while seeking to understand what went wrong.
A man linked to the 2021 suicide bombing at an airport in Afghanistan that killed about 170 Afghans and 13 American troops has been ordered to be held in custody. Mohammed Sharifullah had been extradited to the United States. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom.
The suspected ISIS-K terrorist standing in a U.S. court answering for an historic attack informed he'd be held in jail till further hearings and faces the prospect of life in prison if convicted.
With Pope Francis still in the hospital in Rome, thousands of people from around the world have been gathering in St. Peter's Square and near the hospital to pray the rosary for him. That chain of beads dates to the Middle Ages. It's one of the most visible symbols of Catholicism. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a five-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-680-8456. That's 800-680-8456. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-680-8456 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
A new CBS News poll has reaction to President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress. Here's CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
The people who watched the speech, 76% approved of it. Now, the bulk of folks who did tune in were Republicans, so they were maybe inclined to like what they heard, but they did. In fact, they called him presidential in giving the speech, even entertaining, and almost as many said inspiring.
Trump promised the U.S. would gain control over Greenland. Reaction from the territory from CBS's Matt Piper.
Greenland's prime minister is responding on social media, saying, "We don't want to be Americans. We are not for sale and cannot simply be taken. Our future will be decided by us." Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of the Kingdom of Denmark, whose defense minister also just said that taking over by the U.S. won't happen.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight. Northwest wind still breezy. Overnight lows in the lower to middle 20s. On Thursday, we'll see sunshine, northwest winds, highs in the upper 30s to near 40. A chance of snow Friday. Right now, it's 28.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind. Sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
baby, let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But does it wanna be your teddy bear? Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fuzz, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
On all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things. Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spring. summer or fall. Now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let them? Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, baby, winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my beach.
fresh at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where baby to be mine. I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and now baby, we'll be right back.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Oh, empty cup is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
WRJN.
in sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
I'm
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump has told Hamas to release all of the remaining Israeli hostages. On his Truth Social platform, he said he's, quote, sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
And the White House has confirmed the U.S. is in direct negotiations with Hamas for the first time since the group was formed. It said Special Envoy Adam Bola had the authority to talk to anyone to do what's in the best interest of the American people.
And CBS News has learned the Trump administration wants the VA to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace has details.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff calls for a return to 2019 staffing levels before the Biden administration expanded the VA to 479,000 employees to help treat the growing number of veterans impacted by burn pits. The memo tells VA leaders to work with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to identify which jobs should be cut.
The president has responded to pressure from automakers who want him to hold off on imposing tariffs on the vehicles they impose. Import, that is. CBS's Weijia Zhang has that.
President Trump had a call with the big three U.S. automakers, Ford, Stellantis, and GM, who have been pressuring him for a carve-out for vehicles built in Canada and Mexico. The White House announced a one-month exemption for cars and trucks.
As people in the Los Angeles area clean up environmental hazards resulting from January's devastating wildfires, there's growing concern about the effect on nearby marine